Good morning, children. Y'all excited to be here today? That's good. So this morning, I guess I'm going to speak a lot on the same thing as what Danny was sharing with us. It's pretty interesting how God works it out. So I'll see if I can maybe bring it down to your level a little bit more. So he was talking about Adam and Eve and how they disobeyed God in the garden. Well, I'd like to talk about another man that disobeyed God. So I'd like to read the story of Jonah and the whale. I know it's a very familiar story, but we're going to see what we can learn from this. I'm just going to read it out of the Bible. It's in Jonah 1. I'm going to read the first chapter. I guess the first and the second chapter. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. So God came to Jonah there, and he told Jonah that he wants him to go to Nineveh and tell the people about God and tell them how wicked they are, that they need to repent and obey God. And in verse 3 it says, But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So what happened there, God told him to go to Nineveh, and Jonah ran away. He's like, I'm not doing that. He's like, I can't do that. So he runs away and he gets on a big ship that was going to Joppa. I'm sorry. He was going to Tarshish. Anyway, he gets on the ship and they're going out into the ocean and there's this big storm comes and I don't know. The ship was probably pretty big, so there had to be some really big waves because it was just rocking the ship back and forth. And they were afraid that they were going to, tip over and drown. So anyway, they started throwing off a bunch of, I don't know what they had on there. They might have had food, maybe some clothes and shoes. I don't know what they had, but they started throwing stuff over the size of the ship because they're like, we got to get this thing light because it kept taking on water, and they were gonna drown if they didn't do something. It says they were afraid. Who gets afraid when there's a storm and a bunch of wind and rain? Does anybody get a little bit scared? It can be a little scary sometimes. You're like, I'm not sure what's gonna happen, but yeah, we don't have to be afraid of the storm because God designed them, and he is in control of them. So they were getting afraid, and Jonah, he was down in the ship, and he was sleeping. He was like, he just went to sleep. He didn't really care. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. So they were pretty sure that, you know, this was happening because someone had done bad. They kind of knew that. They thought maybe this is something's wrong here. Then they said unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou?" And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, and because he had told them. So they knew that he told them that he ran away from God. See, God told him to go to tell the people of Nineveh that about their wickedness, and he told them that he ran away from that. So he disobeyed God, and they knew that God was he was punishing them. Punishing Jonah for running away from him. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. So they asked him, it's like, what are we going to do with you that, you know, because this storm is getting really bad. He said, what are we going to do to that we can calm it? And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. So he finally realized that, you know, he did wrong and that he was going to have to suffer consequences for this. So he said, you know, take me and throw me overboard and throw me into the sea, because he said, This is why the storm is, because I ran away from God, and this is what's causing the storm. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So they threw Jonah overboard, and I'm going to say probably pretty instantly, the water just calmed down. The storm was gone, and, you know, they were not afraid anymore because, you know, there was no big waves. And so Jonah was threw overboard, and it says God prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. So there was a big fish. A lot of people refer to it as a whale. We don't really know what it was. It just says a big fish. So he came and he just swallowed up Jonah. Now you'd think, I mean, storms are scary, but can you imagine a big fish just coming and just go, I mean, the fish just eats you. That would be scary. So he was in the fish for 3 days and three nights. And then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Oh, let's see. So he was praying to God and asking. I think he was asking for forgiveness, and he was asking God to, you know, to be merciful on him. And he said he's sorry for what he's done. And so the Lord spoke to the fish, and he told the fish to throw Jonah up on dry ground. Now, this is kind of crazy. Like, can you imagine just being in a fish for 3 days and three nights, and all of a sudden the fish comes up to the ground and spits you out? I mean, you wouldn't know what really was going on. That's kind of wild. So anyway, Jonah, he got threw out of the fish, and he was sorry for what he had done, for running away from God and for disobeying God. So God told him again to go to Nineveh and preach to the people and tell them to repent of their sin. So I guess what I want you to learn from this little story is that it doesn't matter what it is that we're told to do, we should obey. I was little, and I understand it's really easy sometimes to just, let's say dad and mom will tell you to, you know, pick up the toys or whatever it is, and it's like, yeah, but I just want to finish playing what I'm doing. Yeah, finish playing. Maybe it's, you know, you're pretending that you're farming a field, or just like, I just want to finish this field, or whatever it is. But God wants us to obey right when we are asked to do something. So I just want you to remember that when you think of Jonah and the whale. Just remember that when you're asked to do something, let's obey right away. Let's not wait a little bit or say, well, wait till I'm done with this. Let's just do it right away. So that's all I have. Let's have a little word of prayer, and then you can go back to your seats. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you. Lord, I just pray that you would bless the words that I had